It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Minnesota Orchestra's Roderick Cox just won the country's most prestigious award for young conductors. The Schulte Conducting Award is aimed at assisting outstanding young U.S. conductors in their careers. Winners get $30,000 toward training and career advancement, plus concert dates with the Chicago Symphony and the Chicago Lyric Opera. Cox shared the news Wednesday via Instagram, adding hashtags blessed, inspired, and motivated. Native of Macon, Georgia, Cox arrived at the Minnesota Orchestra in 2015. As the ensemble's assistant conductor, he was promoted to associate conductor 1 year later. A video from that concert went viral, with Cox conducting Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, racking up more views than any other vid in the Minnesota Orchestra's online history. The Sir George Schulte Conducting Award was founded in 2000 in memory of the Hungarian-born conductor, who spent 22 years as music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. 22-year-old Springfield, Ohio man Eric Barga drove to the church for bell choir practice and arrived half an hour early. No big deal, he thought. I'll just get a little practice in. Barga pulled his custom-made Fox 610 red maple bassoon out of its case, sat on the trunk of his car, and started playing scales. About 7 minutes later, police arrived. Police got a 911 call reporting that a white male in a jacket and jeans was sitting on the back of his car in the church lot with what looked like a long rifle. The call was dispatched as a possible suspicious activity. Two units rolled up on the scene. They didn't immediately approach me, Barga said. I saw a big police van roll up really slowly, and the van pulled into the lot in front of him. Another unit pulled up behind him. At this point, I realized they're confronting me, he said. I put on a smile and I said, "Did somebody call the cops on me?" Searching his mind, he wondered if he somehow had violated a noise ordinance. The officers were all giggling by the time they came to a stop, Barga said, and one even asked him the classic question, "Is that a bassoon or an oboe?" For more on these or other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour, with Linda Cassidy playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBOX Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.